Church service, the very first Sunday in 2015 to be having a baptism service. You know, this is a new year, it's a new beginning, and I just want to make a statement right at the beginning of this year that I believe 2015 will be a great year for us, God's people. You agree with that? You want to claim that? I just want to declare that, a year of blessing and God's favor over his people. And over his church and over this community and wherever you might be from. And I just woke up on New Year's Day, as we all did, I guess. And, you know, for some time we've been trying to sell our old car, which was actually the church car. And for a couple of months, in fact, we've had it on Trade Me. 8:30, 9 a.m. on New Year's Day, I receive a text, an inquiry about the car. Oh, it's a bit random on New Year's Day. A few texts later, this guy was on his way to come and have a look. And by the afternoon of New Year's Day, we had a big wad of cash in our hand, and he'd driven off in our old car. And I was thinking, you know, just such an awesome way to start the year. Something unexpected, a little blessing, and you know, that something that we'd been actually wanting to happen for quite some time. So what changed? I don't know if there's any. Every day you sort of feel as if one day is the same as the next. But I don't know about you guys, but I felt as though from the beginning of New Year's Day, there was something different. We're coming into a new season. And then when a couple of days later, actually the next day, I was meeting with Florence to talk a little bit about the possibility of her son Harry being baptized today. And then by the end of the day, we had another two or three people wanting to be baptized today. And I thought, man, things are moving. You know, sell the car one day, four people wanting to be baptized the next, and then here we are at church, and it's just awesome. So I want to declare 2015 is going to be a good year of blessing and God's favor being poured out. So if you want to receive that. But today it's about baptisms, and initially Karen Ormsby asked to be baptized, and you know, and that's cool, and that began something. You know, sometimes we need one person to step out and begin something, and then the momentum starts to happen, and then others jump on board, and before you know it, there's all sorts of exciting things happen. So well done, Karen. In a few moments we're going to hear a little bit from Karen about why she's come to this point. But, you know, we are in a new season. Being baptized is a great way to start the new year. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, I'm just going to read you one verse today about baptism and briefly speak about it. This was on the day of Pentecost, and this is what Peter said. He said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." I think this one verse explains quite a lot about baptism, actually, and I just want to break this verse down a little bit, just so that we all get a little bit of a clearer understanding. I'm sure many of us, probably most of us, know what baptism's about. Many of us have been baptized. There might be some here who are still considering it, wondering about it. Is this something I need to do? Is this Roger's idea? Is this Surfside's idea? You know, what's all this about anyway? But I just wanted to make it really clear that this is God's idea. It's right there in the Word of God. Jesus was baptized on the day of Pentecost when the church was born. 3,000 people were baptized in one day. Isn't that awesome? Must have been a pretty busy day for them. But anyway, when Peter was explaining what baptism is all about to the people before they were baptized, he said, first of all, he said, "Repent and be baptized." Repent. It's not a word that we use very often. And it simply means to turn and to go in a new direction. You know, our life might be cruising along in one direction, but if we truly repent, we realize that, hey, we're not actually going always in the right direction, and so we make a change and we go in a different direction. That's what repentance means. It means that we have a whole change of direction. And it's really an inner decision to make a change. Instead of going our own way, now we're going to start going God's way. That's what repentance means. It means to turn and go in God's way instead of our own way. And it's interesting that Peter puts repent and baptism together in the same little statement. Repentance is that inner conviction that we're going to change direction. Baptism, it's an outward and public declaration of what we've already decided in our heart, isn't it? It's an outward sign that we're going to make a change, we're going to go in a new direction, and we want to live for God from now on. And so Peter put those two together because it's got to begin inside us with a relationship with God through Jesus, and then we declare that publicly, because Christianity is not a secret thing. God doesn't want us to, you know, just sort of be all secretive about what we believe and just keep it quietly to ourselves. He actually wants us to be proud of him, proud of being in his family, willing to say what we believe, willing to publicly even be baptized. I was thinking about, talking to Cheryl this morning about baptism. It's a bit of a strange thing, really, isn't it, that God wants us to do? Go down and get wet under the water and come up. And it's quite a humbling thing. And yet that's what, I think that's perhaps why God wants us to do it. It's something public. It's a little bit humbling. It's something something a little bit different to everyday life. That something that we're a bit like communion. It's a time that we can really remember and put a stake in the ground. So that's what Peter was talking about. The very next thing he said, every one of you. Baptism, it's not just for a select few. It's not just for people that live in Raglan or people that want to come to our church. It's actually for every person that wants to have a relationship with God. And that Peter made that very clear. It's not just an optional extra to our faith. Baptism is something that's right at the heart. It's a declaration right at the heart of everything that we believe, that we're going to follow God and go for him from now on. And it's something that we all need to consider. If we haven't been baptized, it's something to think about. And today you can see what happens. And if anyone wants to be baptized today as well, that would be cool. You know, if you really feel you're ready and you want to make Jesus the Lord of your life and make that change of direction, we don't have to limit it to four people today. The next thing is that it's in the name of Jesus Christ. It's Jesus that we trust in. It really doesn't matter who baptizes you or where you get baptized, although we like to do it as a part of our church celebration, because as a family, we're all in it together. We can support each other. We can encourage and pray for each other. And it actually spurs the rest of us on as we observe baptism. But it is meant to be a public thing. So, but it's in the name, it's in Jesus' name that we trust. It's in him that we trust, not the person baptizing you, not the church that you're a part of. It's about Jesus. And it's about putting him first and honoring him, because it's him that saves us. No one else saves us. It's only him, because he went to the cross. He paid the price. He was God Almighty, and he took our place, didn't he, at the cross, so that we can have our sins forgiven, we can have a fresh start, and so that it's in his name that we're baptized. The people that are baptized today, we'll baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Spirit, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So it's in Jesus' name. Jesus is the Son. And the next thing is that's for the forgiveness of your sins. For those of you that are being baptized today, you know, there's symbolism there. That there's a lot of meaning in this, that as we go physically down under the water, it's like we take our old life down with us and we leave it there. And then we rise again. We come up, we'll lift them up out of the water again. And as they come up out of the water, it will be like a fresh start. So as you go down to the water, you leave your past there and you come up forgiven and free. That's the symbolism. That's the meaning. That's what it's all about. Every wrong thought, every hurtful word, every mistake that we've made, every sinful action, you know, we can trust Jesus to take that from us. The Word of God is clear that it doesn't matter how big our sin or mistakes might be or how small they might be. You know, God is more than capable of forgiving us through Jesus for everything, every mistake and every sin that we've ever committed. And that's what baptism is about. And then finally, Peter said, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I think this is quite a significant little statement that Peter puts in here, because as people come out of the water, they're coming up fresh, they're coming up new. It's a new start and a fresh start. Peter, the Word of God through Peter promises that God will give us the gift of His Holy Spirit, and that especially at that time, not only at that time, it happens before and it happens after, and it needs to be ongoing, because the Holy Spirit, that's God's way of giving us the inner strength to keep living God's way, because we can't do it on our own. We can't be saved on our own. We trust in Jesus for our salvation. We can't live a victorious Christian life on our own. We need to trust the Holy Spirit to be in us, empowering us, speaking to us, leading us in God's Word. And with all those things that God makes available to us, we've got every chance, and that's God's dream and plan for us, is to succeed in life, to prosper in the journey that we're on, to fulfill the plans and purposes that He has for us. And I believe the ones that are getting baptized today, now this is just the beginning of so much more that God has got in store for you guys. Now God loves you. He's for you. He's got awesome plans for you. And He's got giftings that He wants to give you through the power of His Holy Spirit. He's got abilities. He's got a supernatural path for you to follow. That's going to be awesome. So it's exciting. It's an exciting time, isn't it, when people get baptized. So as people come up out of the water today, we'll just pause for a moment or two. We'll have a song. The guys will have the guitars down at the beach there, and we'll just sing a song together. And we'll just briefly pray for the infilling, a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit for each of them as they're baptized. Okay. So what a great way to start the new year. Kieran, would you like to come on up and briefly share with us, you know, what's brought you to this point? Give her a big hand as she comes.
I don't know. Okay, there we go. I asked them to actually turn it down because I've got such a loud voice. Yeah. I'm Kieran Ormsby. Just firstly would like to thank all my family and friends that have come here today to help me, or just to support me and encourage me through this awesome time. Why I'm here, I was brought up in a Christian home. I gave my heart to the Lord when I was 5. I remember sitting behind the couch with nothing, no toys, just sitting behind the couch, freaking out a little bit for a couple of hours, and then next minute I just had this urge to stand up, and I ran to Dad, and I just said, I want to give my heart to the Lord. So I remember that quite vividly. So that was cool. Thankfully, I have been brought up in a Christian home, because part of my life that I've led hasn't been a very Christian one. Everyone's all been through bad times, and I've had a lot of up and downs in my life, and definitely this year, I mean, well, for quite a few years I've kind of been on one side of the fence, and obviously have always had faith in the love for the Lord, but yeah, this year I've made some changes in my life, and I realized that obviously I don't know whether I was going through a quarter life crisis or not, but I realized that I needed to change direction, and obviously that's it's something that I that has, you know, never, it's only just sort of been a thought, you know, over the years that I haven't ever been baptized, and it was sort of a thought and then it went away. But it wasn't until Mum and Dad actually, they sort of came to this, had a light bulb moment and realized, oh, you've never been baptized. And I did get to that point where I was just kind of thinking, you know, life sucks. and it sucks without God, and it sucks without, you know, that further relationship. And, you know, it's instead of it being like a friend that you might text every now and then, I want it to be a daily wake up and say hey and spend every day with them. So yeah, I got came to the point that life sucked, and I needed to to make that next step. And it was I can't do it alone, and I realized that I couldn't do it by myself. And this is sort of like the last step for me. And I know it's the right one, and I know that I've got some great things coming. So that's my story, and hope everyone's down there watching me. Just hold me down for a little bit longer. that's it. Thank you.
Awesome.
I just want to assure you, Kieran, that Dad will be helping with the baptism, and I know that he will want to make sure you really do come up again. So that's awesome. Is Florence in? Is she in the crash? Could someone just pop out? Oh, there she is. Florence, I didn't see you there. Florence and Harry, would you guys like to come on up? And now, many of you may not know Florence, and we're only getting to know her. But what I learnt the other day is that actually Florence is from Rwanda, and that she lived through the genocide there back in 1994, is that right? Several of her family members were killed at that time, including her dad. And she, fled from there to South Africa, and then eventually she came to New Zealand as a refugee. So that was about 15 years ago, and she's been living mostly in Auckland, spent a little bit of time in Australia, and now she's back here in Raglan. You've visited a few times over the years, haven't you? So you want to come over here, Florence, and Cheryl, you want to come? Today, Florence is going to be baptized, and Harry, this is Florence's awesome young son, he's 9, and he wants to take that step of baptism today as well. But also, this little precious girl, we're going to pray for them as a family now, and we're going to dedicate this little girl to God, and I always forget Diol, her name. You don't want to say anything? You're all right? Okay, cool. Well, how about if we stand together with these guys, Florence in particular? She's been through a lot, and it's quite significant for us at Surfside here because a few years ago we had a team that went to Rwanda, and so we've got a connection with that place, and it's just awesome that Florence has come here to be a part of our church and to live here in Raglan, and wanting to be baptized, put things, her life right into God's hands. And of course, young Harry, he's a good man, and little Diol. So I think let's pray for them as a family. I'd just encourage you to reach out your hands to them, and then we'll dedicate Diol to God as well. So Lord God, we just thank you for Florence and Harry and Diol. We thank you that you've brought them here to Raglan. Thank you for the journey that they're on. Thank you that you miraculously spared Florence from what was happening back in Rwanda. Thank you for the life that she has. We thank you for her children. And we just want to pray for your blessing and protection over them and around them right now. Lord God, I just pray that today would be just an awesome new beginning for them all. I just pray that you just fill them afresh with your Spirit, Lord, that you just keep healing and bringing restoration and hope and blessing into their lives. Lord God, I just sense that you've got big plans for Florence and Harry and Diol, and I just pray that you would guard and protect them. In your mighty name, Jesus.